Have you ever considered created something knowing it was going to be completely destroyed? Well, that's what my next guest has done. There's a unique building in Meninya Street in Moama, and it's been there for a little while. And if you live in Moama or Echuca, you probably know which building I'm talking about. It's shaped like a box, long rectangle box. It's two stories high. It sticks out and it is about to be demolished. Well, now it's been blasted with very bright coloured paint in the name of art. Ash Keating is behind the project and joins you now. Good morning, Ash. Thanks for joining us. First of all, how did this all come about?
Hi, James. Thank you. I'm in Echuca, Moama now. I've been here the last couple of days just documenting the work. Firstly, I'd just like to say it's been a privilege to work on Yorta Yorta land, and I pay respects to the elders past and present here. And I'm grateful for the opportunity to work on this land. The project itself, basically about back in like 2013, the Donchi family, which owns some land nearby the new bridge that's been constructed across the river, they saw some of my work in a newspaper article with The Age when I was just starting making really large-scale landscape-focused paintings on tilt slab factories. They explained to me at the time, they were like, look, this bridge is going to go through our land. We might be interested in, you know, somehow getting you involved to paint the new bridge. So I guess fast forward, nothing really happened with that. And fast forward to kind of a few months ago, I saw some architects posting about the new bridge. And I got back in touch with the Bridge Art Project. You can check out their website, bridgeartproject.com.au. I was a bit confused myself, to be honest. I thought that it meant, I thought that the Bridge Art Project meant that it was connected to the new larger bridge.
You got to paint the big bridge.
Yes. Yeah. Well, that was my dream, really.
Yeah. Well, look, that could still be a possibility, Ash.
Yeah. Well, I'd love to. The committee actually, they have a vision. And it's based around sort of a number of landowners between the new bridge and the old bridge, all willing to allow their land alongside council to be used as a walking bridge all the way alongside the Murray. And basically, they've still got to fund a lot of the project, but they purchased, as a group, they purchased this old house, which is the entrance point, the only entrance point that they could find, I guess, from the main street to all of this land to create this walking bridge in the landscape itself. So that's the reason why the building has been sort of is earmarked for demolition.
Yeah.
And when I found out about that myself, I guess, I surprised the committee when I said, look, I want to paint the building. And they were like, look, it's going to be demolished in a couple of months.
I don't care.
Said, yeah, that's the appeal.
Now, you have painted this whole house, but you haven't used any paintbrushes.
Oh, no, for sure. So the shock factor, I guess, for the town and the excitement, as well as sort of drawing attention to the Bridge Art Project. For me, I like to paint an endurance project very quickly over about 2 to 4 hours it took.
Wow.
And they're all, I used about 100 fire extinguishers filled with paint, air, and water. All different colours, it's all improvised painting, but I had an idea, I guess, of the earthy and neon colours I wanted to use.
Yeah.
But yeah, look, I mean, it's definitely stopping and slowing traffic on Meninya Street.
Yeah. It looks so cool. Yeah. Do you know how long it's going to be up for that people will be able to check it out?
I could say definitely sort of 6 weeks, maybe 2 months.
Okay.
I'm not too sure exactly when the demolition is happening. But, You can park nearby, walk down all the way, all the, around the house, walk around the house and view the entire response, I guess, that I've painted on this structure.
Yeah, great. I implore anyone who's around Chickamauga to check it out on Meninya Street, and we'll be putting pictures up on our Facebook on the ABC Central Victoria Facebook page as well today. Ash, thanks so much for getting up early for us today and having a chat, and looking forward to seeing what you do in the future too.
Thanks very much, James.
Let's fingers crossed you can get the big bridge painted.
Yeah, hopefully. We'll see.
Thanks, Ash. Have a good one.
Okay, thank you.
Bye. That's Ash Keating there, the artist behind the big painted house in Meninya Street in Moama.